Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. Bank of Ireland has issued an alert about the increasing prevalence of scams involving fraudsters pretending to be relatives of people they target. The bank advises people never to trust text messages, but instead to stop, think and check. Paul O'Brien is part of the bank's fraud team and he joins me now. Paul, you're very welcome to the programme. There seems to be an awful lot of them, doesn't there? It seems to be a raft of these types or kinds of scams at the moment. And they seem like they're coming from the family member, don't they?
They do, Cormac, yeah. And you're right, there's always different types of texts out there and everybody will be familiar with ones that look like they're from your bank or maybe eFlow or a utility company. But the one we're seeing quite a lot of at the moment are these ones. And it's actually really simple. You know, it'll be a text or a WhatsApp that'll start with something like, "Hi, Mom, hi, Dad, my phone's broken and this is my new number." The thing is, though, it very quickly then moves on to, "I have an urgent bill to pay, so can you help?" And that's really where the fraudster is trying to go with this.
What are they looking for, Paul? The bank details, is that it? Simple as?
Yeah, it's simple as that. And look, in some cases, they'll ask maybe for a payment to be made to a specific bank account. So, you know, child will have some kind of urgent bill that really has to be made. In other cases, they might ask you for a card number and then try to set it up on Apple Pay or Google Pay. And, you know, they'll ask mom or dad then for the code that the bank might have sent just to verify that.
And they're preying basically on the guilt of the parent, is that right? Making sure the parent, the great parent who'll always look after the child no matter what, even if it's a late night text and even if it's a text looking for money again. But this is
That's
where you
exactly
come in, this is where your warning comes in, Paul. You're saying be very, very careful here.
Yeah, be very careful. And you're exactly right. It's that thing of, you know, you get a text and it's from your son or daughter. You think it's from your son or daughter. Your first instinct is always to help. But exactly, yeah, we're saying, look, be really, really careful. And look, as much as the scam itself is quite simple, the solution is really simple too. So no matter what you're told, no matter how urgent it sounds, stop, think, check. And most importantly, always, always, always call the son or daughter back on the number you know. So ignore the fact that you've been told their phone is broken or they have a new number. You have the number for them that you know, call them back on that, and you know, you'll solve things straight away.
And in your experience now of looking into these, how does a text present on the parent's phone? Is it always a new number, or does it camouflage in the child's number or whatever?
No, it'll always be a new number. I mean, I'm looking at one today, literally from the last hour, and the text says very simply, "Hi, Mom, my phone's broken. This is my new number. You can save this number and delete my old one." And that, you know, it'll start with something like that, or it'll say, you know, maybe I'm texting you from a friend's phone because my phone's broken. I'm using an old phone and this is my new number. What they're trying to do is get you onto the new number, get your head thinking, look, I'm talking to son or daughter here. And then, as I said, it moves very quickly to there's an urgent bill or there's something that has to be paid really quickly.
What happens if you reply?
So replying in the first place, you know, you haven't done anything wrong. That is obviously when you get to the point of making that payment. And look, in some cases, we've even seen where people are, you know, asked to go into the bank branch to try and pay some money away. And that's obviously where fraudsters are trying to get you to. There's no particular danger, you know, if you get into a conversation and then realize, hang on, there's something wrong here.
Okay. You know, so it's advisable
getting
then
to that point.
It's advisable not to respond at all. But if you do respond, but you don't make the payment or click links or whatever, you're still on safe and off ground. Let me ask you, though, the ultimate, if you do make the payment, if you do click on links and give personal information, what should the customer do?
So as soon as you think, Cormac, that you've done something wrong, get onto it straight away. As I said, in some cases, they'll ask you to pay money to an account. In other cases, they might be looking for a card number and trying to set it up on something like Apple Pay and Google Pay. But as soon as you think, you know, even if you're halfway through a conversation, you think, there's something wrong here, get onto us and we'll help you. We have an emergency 24/7 free phone number, which is 1800-946-764. And as I said, get onto us as soon as you can. But look, the real advice that I want to make sure that I leave people with is, you know, no matter what you're told, no matter how urgent this sounds, stop, think, check, and always, always call your son or daughter back on the number you know.
That's number one. What? How quickly, though, Paul, could people be cleaned out? If they do click on the link or if they give personal information, how the clock is ticking then? How long do they have before they're cleaned out?
And I guess, Cormac, look, fraudster will always try and do something quickly, because what they want to avoid is you know, maybe saying it to somebody else in the family, or just having to think about it when you're out of that immediate rush. We have seen some cases where, you know, somebody maybe strung along over a day or two. You know, somebody gets a text at 10 o'clock at night and they say to what they think is their son or daughter, look, I'm sorry, I can't deal with you now. Text me in the morning. But, you know, they will intend to try and get this through as quickly as they can, because they want to get away and onto their next target.
And the clock is ticking. You say get in touch straight away. I might leave you with this, because it'll be fresh in people's minds. What if it's outside of banking hours or business hours? Where do people contact you?
So 24/7, Cormac, we're here 24/7, 365 days a year. So free phone 1800 946 764, and you'll always get somebody in our fraud team who'll be able to help you.
Okay, job done. Paul O'Brien of Bank of Ireland's fraud team, thank you very much indeed, and heed the warning.